And we wrap up our Southwest Kansas Focus program for this Sunday. We join Kathy McKinley of Garden City Community College. We're going to find out everything that's going on campus. How are you doing?
That's right. I'm doing well. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
So what do you have?
First, I'd like to remind everybody to mark their calendars to come see GCCC's fall production of Les Miserables. The music has more than 50 cast members, including students and a lot of community members. The show will run November 7th, 8th, and 9th at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Pauline Joyce Fine Arts Building. There also will be a matinee performance on Sunday, November 10th at 2:30 p.m. General admission is $10, and seniors and children get in for $8. You can buy tickets at the box office just before the show or call Joyce Burnbeck at 620-276-9540 to get tickets in advance. This production is directed by GCCC's drama instructor, Phil Hoke, our vocal music director, Clay Wright, and the instrumental music director, Jim McAllister. Beginning November 8th, the Mercer Gallery and the GCCC Art Club will present clay and fiber creations by Stephanie Lanter. Stephanie teaches ceramics at Emporia State University, and her ceramic and fiber art has gained national recognition for the use of diverse media and concepts. Stephanie will visit GCCC on Friday, November 8th, when she will be offering a hands-on demonstration from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This demonstration is free and open to the public. Later on Friday, an artist reception will be from 4 to 6 p.m. in the gallery. This exhibit will be displayed until December 6th. If you're interested in participating in the artist demonstration, please call 620-276-9540. College faculty and students recently selected a painting by local artist Robin Valenzuela as an addition to GCCC's permanent collection of art. The painting, called Shift of Season, is typical of Valenzuela's art as it features vibrant colors and is full of energy. This art purchase will be added to GCCC's Sandhills Purchase Award collection, which was last granted in 2007. The award was reinstated this year by Mercer Gallery Director Brian McCallum and GCCC's Vice President of Instruction, Dr. Bruce Ekstrom. Bronkbuster basketball season starts this week with the annual Pepsi Classic, which takes place in the main gym of the Dennis Perryman Athletic Complex on campus. Bronkbuster women start tournament play on Friday, November 8th at 5:30 p.m. against Howard College. The Bronkbuster men's team plays Friday against Kingdom Prep at 7:30 p.m. Then on Saturday, November 9th, the women once again play at 5:30 p.m., this time against Eastern Wyoming. The men take the court at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday against North Platte Community College. Also, please mark your calendars for 6 o'clock on Tuesday, November 12th, which is the next regular monthly meeting of the GCCC Board of Trustees. These meetings are open to the public and are located in the Endowment Room of the Beth Pedro Student Center. The Board of Trustees meets on the second Tuesday of every month. And last, juniors and seniors from Southwest Kansas High Schools are invited to GCCC's annual Exploration Day, which is on Thursday, November 14th. This annual event offers high school students the chance to take a close-up look at career opportunities in 14 fields through lab and classroom time, campus tours, and hands-on demonstrations. If you'd like to participate, please register at our website, gcccks.edu. From Garden City Community College, I'm Kathy McKinley, and we'll be looking for you on campus this week.
Thanks very much, Kathy. We appreciate it very much. Look forward to hearing your updates next week. And coming up next, it's United Methodist Church here on KBUF, your Ag and Information Leader.